Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. It's with the greatest of pleasure, I have to say, and distinct privilege that I'm able to welcome once again to our microphones a man I've come to admire hugely for his service to our country in so many different capacities, including for some 36 years in the uniform of the United States Navy. He rose through the ranks from an able-bodied seaman to the Commander-in-Chief of the U.S. Pacific Fleet, a four-star Admiral Billet. I'm talking, of course, about the great James Ace Lyons. He is these days the president of Lyons Associates. He is also the chairman, I'm very, very proud to say, of the Center for Security Policy's Military Committee. Mr. Chairman, Admiral, welcome back. It's so good to have you.
Nice to be with you, Frank, and your listeners.
Thank you. Listen, I just want very quickly to touch base with you, sir, on your thoughts about yesterday's latest outrage in New York City, the jihadist attack there. I talked earlier in the program with our mutual friend Diana West about the inadvisability of these enemies perceiving us as submitting to them. You've given a lot of thought, had a lot of hard experience with these characters. Your take on all of that?
You're spot on. And, you know, here, the core of this thing goes back to Senator Chuckie Schumer's visa diversity program that he sponsored. Like, we need to bring in more of these questionable people into our society makes absolutely no sense. Restricting the influx of Muslims into this country is spot on, and that's what we should be supporting the president on this program.
At least unless we can determine that they are not in any way, shape, or form Sharia supremacists and seeking to bring that here. You know, Admiral, this diversity lottery has been called, a lottery, for starters. It seems to me it's closer to Russian roulette because we seem to have no idea what these folks really have in mind other than that they're diverse. And as you say, it makes no sense. Let me ask you about Iran as an example of a Sharia supremacist operation that has been greatly emboldened of late by President Obama, most especially. I'll be talking shortly with Mark Schneider about sort of the growing nuclear threats from all quarters. But what do you make, Admiral Lyons, of the current posture and increasing capabilities of the Iranian, not just with respect to ballistic missiles and perhaps nuclear weapons, but their regional ambition, notably what has just gone down with the Kurds?
Well, I just completely had an op-ed ran yesterday on this, and the title of it was Trumped Again by Iran. And here we did. We sold out our only staunch ally in the fight against ISIS, the Kurdistan desires for independence. And it's more than independence, because this was key to blocking the Iranian hegemonic objectives of establishing a land bridge that runs from Tehran through Iraq, Syria, into Lebanon, where they'll be right on the border of Israel and can threaten their actual existence. We sold them out. This I attribute to the Obama holdovers in the State Department, the NSC staff, a compromised NS, National Security Team, and as I said in my op-ed, they all must be replaced.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, sir. And particularly to hear H.R. McMaster, the National Security Advisor, belatedly professing concern about what the Iranians and Iraqis were doing to the Kurds after they had essentially been sold out, is, to put a fine point on it, outrageous to my way of thinking. So speaking about outrageous, I spoke a moment ago with Daniel Horowitz about judicial tyranny. I wanted to get your reading on this this judge in the district court here in Washington, D.C., ruling that the president actually doesn't have the authority to determine who can be in the United States military, specifically overturning his decision not to allow transgender individuals to serve. Your thoughts on that, sir?
This is total nonsense. The military has one purpose. It is to protect and defend this great Constitution and our country. Anything that distracts and disturbs the good order and discipline must be rejected. It is the military, the Defense Department, that sets the standards. Nobody has a right to serve in the military. We set the standards. We must have the best possible people available to protect our freedoms and democracy. This transgender thing, Dr. Phil McHugh, the lead psychologist from Johns Hopkins University, has studied this for years, clearly stated, this is a mental disorder. It needs treatment and understanding. It should never be forced on the military. This is not a civil right. And to think that you're going to have changed sex by operations is pure nonsense. I'm just about quoting him.
This is something that you've obviously had to reckon with in the course of commanding ships and fleets, for that matter, is the impact that people who have medical conditions or, for example, are pregnant, what that means for the readiness of the ships to which they are assigned, and more generally, the units and their preparedness for combat. I mean, this is the triumph of political, not just correctness, but priorities over the most fundamental role of the military, as you say, sir.
Let me add, please, these people are mentally unstable. This is not what you want aboard your ship or leading your men into combat. And certainly I would hope the Trump administration will take it all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary. It has done nothing apt to improve readiness and capabilities. It has destroyed unit integrity, cohesiveness, and the will to win. And, of course, that was the objective. And what I don't understand is why the secret Presidential Study Directive 11 has not been canceled. And that's part of the problem as well, which commits this great country to embracing the likes of the Muslim Brotherhood, which is out to destroy not only our country, our Constitution, but our entire way of life.
Admiral, this is a subject for another day. I did want to touch, before we run out of time with you, on one other issue. Having served with great distinction in the Far East, commanding our Pacific Fleet, I wondered what your thoughts are as the president prepares to travel to that region. He'll be visiting five nations, I believe, starting with Communist China, whose leader has just evidently consolidated power and seems to have a very aggressive agenda at odds with our vital national security interests. What do you think will come of that meeting between the two, Xi Jinping and Donald Trump, and what else should we be doing in the region at the moment, sir?
Well, first of all, of course, the key element right now is the North Korean nuclear program. And certainly President Trump has to make it very plain to President Xi Jinping that there'd be no North Korea nuclear program problem if it wasn't for China and Russia. It is China that has provided the wherewithal, the means, the mobile facilities, what the TELs we call them, tractor erector launches, that is giving the North Koreans the ability to be able to move these strategic missiles around the country and make it difficult for us to target. So the first thing I want to see him to do is demand that China take back those 10 TELs that they have provided to North Korea. The second most important thing for the president to do is reinforce our alliances and with our allies and friends in the region and make it very, very plain to the Chinese president that we will not be intimidated, we will not withdraw, we will meet our treaty commitments. And he has to back that up by repositioning forces and so forth to build up our capabilities out there.
We mentioned yesterday your recommendation that he also reposition American dependence out of South Korea, which is a step that we very much strongly endorse. Admiral Lyons, we have to leave it at that for the moment. There's so much more to talk with you about. I look forward to doing so again in the very near future. Thank you for your time today, though, sir, and for your extraordinary service to our country, including that you continue to render at the Center for Security Policy's Military Committee. God bless you. We'll talk next with Mark Schneider. We'll get a sense of the nuclear dimensions of the challenges that we're facing, particularly from Russia. What we better be doing about right after this.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.